So the South African Mint has released a new Rhino coin. It's part of the Big Five collectible coin series. The South African Mint is responsible for mining all coins of the rand on behalf of the SA Reserve Bank. We now find out more from Hani Mamabolo, Managing Director of the SA Mint. Thobela,
Hey, but then,
Hani,
hey, but then Zito.
Thobela. Hurini?
Arovu
Akakataona. Welcome to the show.
akakataone. Thank you so much.
You know, the weather knew that we were going to talk to a very lovely person today. That's why the weather is so beautiful.
Yes, and that you're going to talk about interesting coins, such as the rhino that we've launched.
Absolutely. Yeah, because the rhino is also one of my favorite animals.
Yeah, mine is the leopard, which
Oh,
we are launching next.
yeah, but you know, the leopard can't tackle a rhino. A rhino will take out a leopard anytime. Yeah, unfortunately. And
it's not
anyway, honey,
very
what's the idea behind these coins and who are they targeted at?
Yes, and thanks, Glenn and your team. And maybe before we talk about these coins that we are launching, which are more for the collector's market, I just want to take the opportunity to just share with the public what the South African Mint. We've got three types of coins that we manufacture. First is the normal coins that we use for change, the 5 rand, 2 rand, 50 cents, 20 cents, and 10, which have a face value. So if it's a 5 rand, even if it's a 5 rand that has a Mandela face, or last year where we had celebrated 100 years of the Reserve Bank, we had a unique coin, those coins carry the value that is written on the coin. So the
Okay.
5 rand, they don't have, people collect them and people sell them at a higher value. But it's very important that we share and differentiate these type of coins from the ones that we are talking about today. Those
Excellent.
are used, you know, as a form of exchange for goods. And
Excellent.
then the other coins that we make is the famous Kruger Rand, which is what you call a bullion coin. It's gold. It's gold asset class as an investment class in coin form. And the Kruger Rand is, as you would know, is a leading gold bullion, and we also make that the Reserve Bank for the investor market. And usually in uncertain times, people buy more gold, and keep it as an alternate to other asset classes. And then what we're talking about today is what I usually refer to as art. So the competitor to the Rhino that we've launched today as part of Big Five Series 2 is what an art collector would collect. It's what traditionally the old stamp collectors, would collect. Because while the Rhino is launched at a face value of 50 rand, its real retail value, because it's made of precious metal, being silver, gold, and platinum, ranges anything from 1,000 rand, or just above 1,000 rand, to 100,000. Because in it, you have the intrinsic value of the metal, plus there's a rare design that we have. And in this case, as the Mint, we are celebrating with South Africans and international consumers or collectors of coins at the Big Five series.
So, honey, how many of the Rhino coins have been made, and how does the public get access to it?
Yes, usually the collector market, as you would appreciate, that's why they have a high value. They work on what they call low mintages. So we've got only 100 of gold and about 1,000 of silver in mintage, because that's what drives then the uniqueness, the rarity. And if the public wants to buy, the Mint has a shop on site called CoinWorld. The Mint, we are based in Centurion, just off Benskuman Highway, and also through our website, www.samint.co.za, and then they can look at the various coins, silver being one of the more affordable ones at the range around 1,000 rand.
Is the Rhino the last of the series, or there's more coming?
Yes, so the series, as I said, this is series two. We launched series one in 2019 and worked through series one all of 2019 and 20. So the order is usually we start with the elephant and the doon, as well as then we follow with the lion, then the rhino, then the leopard, and we always end in the series with a buffalo. And what is interesting for collectors is that the change in design in this case, in the obvious, we only have part of the face showing one way. And when you have two of those, that's when you make up. It's like you're making up a herd. Part of the collection. And that's what makes this particular series interesting. We also have it in different sizes. As you would appreciate, you know, an ounce of gold is a lot more expensive. A quarter ounce is based then at that value, you know, of the quarter ounce, which then allows people to be able to afford, to allow collectors, including for young children, you know, when people are collecting, to be able to afford and start a journey as a collector.
Honey, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. Thank you so much. Have yourself a lovely day.
No, thank you.
Thank you
to you and your listeners.
There you go. Honey Mamabolo there. Manager, director at the SA Mint Company. Guys, here's an investment. Don't you want to invest?
Didn't you say the gold one goes for 11,000?
Yeah, very cheap for you.
Well, I was actually looking right now. There's a shop that actually sells these things. Like the 1 ounce bullion Krugerrand goes for about 31,000 rand, 724.
They say that if you want to buy Krugerrands and these coins, you can cough up a good 100,000.
Well, you can, because there's one that I'm actually looking at, minted in 1992 here, goes for around 70,000 rands.
Yeah. So those guys that I met, Aba Becha, ngono batengile labantu babo le.
Listen to lezi.
Because I'm sure it appreciates with time, right?
It does, but Aba fun lezi, to bafuna ama Louis Vuitton.
That's because if you post a coin on Instagram, nobody's going to understand what you're doing. Nobody's going to understand what you're doing.
Dine coin is rhino.
What's out? He don't know. What's out? Understand? Do a gold rhino.
Well, you're not going to get any likes.
Stay in touch with us. Facebook, Radio 2000 ZA.